This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls here. Of course, this is the day that we've learned that a second person in Dallas has come down with Ebola, the first person in the United States to contract it in the United States, the second person to contract it outside of Africa. In both cases, they were nurses. In this particular case, they are very adamant that they followed all the procedures. They don't understand what's going on, but of course the CDC says you must not have followed our protocols. Well, you know what? People who are following their protocols are still coming down with the diseases in Africa. They don't have it under control there, so the question is, do they really have a full protocol? And the first protocol is you don't bring people into the country who have it. You don't allow that kind of travel into the country that we've seen. Of course, they are not going to do anything to control travel, to even screen people who have been traveling, because, of course, that would be politically incorrect. We need to keep our borders open. And this is the result of keeping our borders open. It opens us to terrorism, to disease, to financial ruin, because Obamacare, unlike what the lady from the Council on Foreign Relations told us, Obamacare is not going to solve Ebola. The two of those combined will destroy this country financially as well as by the millions of people dying if it gets out. But let's go to some of your calls now. Let's go to Darren in Texas. Darren, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Hey.
Hey, what'd you want to say? Talk to you. Listen, I've got a couple of points here. First of all, I work in a hospital in North Texas, and, you know, the equipment they're using is just protective equipment. It's a front gown with a face shield and a mask. It is not a hazmat suit.
Yes.
So we've got to be careful and distinguish between those two. Also, mm-hmm. I want to know how much, you know, what's the percentage of healthcare workers that are from Africa? I know I work with a number of them, probably 60 or 70%, and they travel back and forth. And I just wonder if there's something with that as far
That's
as
very concerning, forth. Isn't it? Because the lady who called in the ambulance for Mr. Duncan on that Sunday, the second time, he was reluctant to go back because he had just been sent away when he had gone previously. She worked in the healthcare industry, and when the ambulance workers got there, she told them, put on masks and gloves. He's from Liberia. There are viruses. She didn't mention Ebola, but she was concerned for them. And, you know, she was given the all clear by the CDC only 1 week later to go back to work. She was caring for him as he was sick. I mean, she was somebody that they should be keeping isolated in quarantine, yet they gave her the all-clear to go back to work. Yet to her, we're grateful that to her credit, she did not do that. She isolated herself. I don't know if she is still doing that or not. But, of course, giving her the all-clear after just 7 days, it takes, from their literature, 8 to 10 days for it to manifest symptoms, up to 21 days. But after 7 days, they told her to go back. So, again, we see this inconsistency with the CDC in terms of what they're telling people and what they're actually doing. That's very, very troubling. Do you find that troubling?
I really do. I find all of this troubling,
yeah,
to be honest. I mean, they're just totally disregarding all the protocols that we've followed for years now. And to bring them in, I mean, there's only so many level 4 beds in the U.S.
I think it's 19, yes.
Yeah, and it's just crazy to be dealing with these. I mean, it is so easy to make a mistake. I mean, when AIDS was a big problem, needle sticks, I mean, that's a lot harder to stick yourself than to rub your nose and take,
yes,
off this protective equipment. You know?
And as I mentioned before, the Nancy Reitball, who came back with Dr. Kent Brantley, the first two that were brought into the country, she said she had no idea how she had contracted it. She said she was very careful. She was not even in the hot zone. They would decontaminate the doctors when they were coming out. The only thing that she could guess was that she had touched something that a fellow worker who came down with Ebola had touched and that it had transferred that way. She was certain that she had not had any direct contact with him, had not touched him. That's what we're told is the only thing that we need to be concerned about. Yet she knows that she did not do that. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to talk about some amazing hypocrisy at the center of these miracle drugs that are coming out, and also some suspicious timing in terms of the finances involved. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After consulting.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
KMLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And we're talking about the new developments in Ebola. Of course, another person in Dallas coming down with it, a nurse. The first person to contract it in the United States. The second time a Westerner has contracted it from treating someone who's been brought back out of Africa. I wanted to look, however, at what we're seeing being sold to us. Look at these headlines, for example. On the one hand, we've got these headlines about ZMapp as a miracle drug. Trial Ebola drug ZMapp, 100% effective in treating monkeys. Then biotechs are working to speed Ebola treatment. Then another one, GMO tobacco mystery serum rescues Ebola virus victims. Wow, sounds like everything is fine. The only problem is that they just need some time to ramp up production and sell a lot of these to us. But then on the other hand, there's another treatment that's out there that you may not have heard them talking about very much. And that is blood transfusions, or as they call it, convalescent serum. And of course, it's from patients who are convalescing, and they take their blood plasma, their serum, they make sure that it doesn't have any Ebola in it, but it does have antibodies because they successfully fought off the disease, and they do a transfusion into the other patients. Listen, however, to the way they describe that. This headline from the Daily News, World Health Organization says blood from Ebola survivors found on the black market. Margaret Chan, director of the WHO, says patients who buy serum illegally run the risk of contracting HIV or going into anaphylactic shock and dying. Well, of course, that would be because you didn't match the blood type. That's a very easy test to do. For $10, you can get a kit retail, single quantity, to test the blood type and make sure you don't get the wrong type of blood. But, of course, they want to put that out there. HIV, hepatitis, you can test for those at $100 combined cost for the two kits, single quantity, retail. That's something that could easily be addressed, but they want to scare you about it. Here's another one. Black market blood. Desperate Ebola patients turn to illicit means for potential serum. Risk of AIDS and other blood-borne diseases skyrocket. Another one. Black market sale of Ebola blood survivors raises concerns. So I guess we should be very concerned about that. The only problem is that the people who have come down with it, the people who have been in country, value that very highly. They value the convalescent serum, the blood transfusions, very highly. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Eric Duncan's or Thomas Eric Duncan's family is complaining about is that he didn't receive a blood transfusion. They say that the family is outraged as he was refused a blood transfusion. Well, he wasn't so much refused one as they didn't have one of the correct type. We've seen blood transfusions given over and over again by Westerners, by doctors who come back into this country, or healthcare providers, nurses who survived and they want to help other people. The first thing they want to do is give them a blood transfusion from their blood. We see this report from Business Insider, why the NBC cameraman who contracted Ebola will receive the blood of an Ebola survivor. Of course, that's Dr. Kent Brantley. He's going to donate blood to this cameraman, Ashoka Mukpo, who was filming for NBC and country came down with Ebola. He's going to get a blood transfusion from Dr. Kent Brantley, and he's not the first one. We also had another doctor who came back, and he was treated with TMK Ebola, an experimental drug. That's all you'll hear them talk about. But he also received several blood transfusions from Dr. Kent Brantley. He was very keen to give it to him as well. And, of course, Dr. Kent Brantley himself, a survivor, was treated with a blood transfusion from someone that he treated that was very grateful to him. They said he wanted to pay it forward. He wanted to repay him for the treatment that he had gotten. So he sent a blood donation to Dr. Kent Brantley. We don't see that being reported in the media. What we see them reporting is that ZMapp is a miracle drug that people are recovering from. In actuality, the people that we've been hearing about who have been coming back, most of them have received a blood transfusion and some experimental drug, like TMK or brincidofovir, which is what the cameraman is going to be getting as well. They're getting these experimental drugs, but nobody is talking about the blood transfusion. Now, what's really interesting about this to me is the hypocrisy at the center of this, because if you look at the mechanism for ZMapp, it actually uses the same mechanism as a blood transfusion. The idea of both of these is that as somebody is fighting this, you give them reinforcements or you give them an early injection of antibodies directly into their body. You don't wait for their body's immune system to respond and build its own antibodies. You give them reinforcements, essentially. And that's the idea behind the blood transfusions. It's not a new idea. It's something that's been around for quite a while, but it's something that they're not talking about. Actually, it goes back all the way to 2003. In 2003, it was reported by the Telegraph that a doctor in Hong Kong was treating patients who were suffering from SARS, sudden acute respiratory syndrome. You remember that was a massive epidemic in China. He was doing the same kind of convalescent serum. He claimed that he had a success rate of more than 60% for the experimental treatment. Okay. He also said that although not all those treated with the serum had recovered, none had died so far. He said they just take longer to recover or they're still in the hospital. Now, there was also a study about Ebola back in 1996. We've had several outbreaks of Ebola over the years. In most of the previous outbreaks, it was really just tens of people who got it. The worst ones, other than that, were there was a couple where they had about 300 people that came down with Ebola, one where there was 425. We've never seen anything where there are thousands of people who have contracted it, thousands of people who have died. This is so much beyond anything that we've previously seen. But during this 1996 outbreak, where there was 312 people who came down with Ebola, 80% of them died, but they did a study. They actually looked at this with 8 people, which I find is kind of interesting because as we've looked at these Westerners who've been given ZMapp, the miracle drug, that's also about 7 people. So it's about the same size population. Now, what they found with this study that they did back in 1996, they were very careful to screen the blood to make sure that it didn't have any other diseases, that it didn't have any Ebola in it. And they found in these patients who ranged from ages 12 to 54 with an average of 33 years, they found that they had 7 out of the 8 patients recover. This was in an outbreak where they had an 80% casualty rate. So 7 out of 8 patients recovered. Now, in these patients, it was a very carefully controlled environment. They were given very good palliative care, and that's something we haven't really talked about a lot. when you come down with Ebola, you are losing a lot of fluid. You're vomiting violently, massive diarrhea. People are losing the bodily fluid, so you have to keep them hydrated. You have to keep their electrolytes in balance, and that means that they have to carefully monitor their electrolytes. But in this control situation where they knew that they were getting good blood, they had 7 out of 8 patients survive. The 8th patient actually had broken her fever, then had an epileptic seizure, fell out of the bed. They found her on the floor with a massive bruise on her head. So it's not clear whether she was cured or not, but they're not counting that. I find it interesting that the bottom of that study, they push back and throw in a lot of anecdotal evidence about Westerners that they knew who had transfusions and then recovered or didn't recover. But there was no control over those situations. Those are strictly anecdotal. I think it's really interesting that they would throw in anecdotal studies like that when they had a very carefully controlled population that they were looking at that had an 88% survival rate at a time when they were having 80% casualties. Now, after the break, we're going to talk about the timing of investments in this outbreak, and we're going to look at the companies that are investing in these strategies. This is a strategy that if they didn't understand that it worked, why would they spend millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to reproduce it artificially in a patented way? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls in a few minutes. If you want to call in and tell us what you think about this latest development in Ebola with another person coming down with it in Dallas, that number on Sunday is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Now, I was just talking in the previous section about how we're seeing blood transfusions, which are highly valued in the countries where where Ebola has reached pandemic episodes, and highly valued by the medical professionals who come back into this country. It's not just Dr. Kent Brantley who is doing everything he can to make sure that he donates blood to the people who have the same blood type that he does. We also had a British nurse, Will Pooley, fly into the United States to offer his blood. We had a Spanish nurse who flew back to Spain to try to give a blood transfusion to a Spanish priest. She had survived in country. The whole idea is that giving this blood transfusion, this convalescent serum as they call it, is a way to transfer antibodies from someone who survived via blood transfusion into a patient who is struggling with this. And what we see happening is we see the World Health Organization and others come out and say one of two things. Either they talk about how dangerous it is to have a black market in blood, and yes, there is a risk in that, but it's something that they could help with very cheaply if it wasn't for, I believe, a money trail. The other thing they want to do is say, well, we don't really know if this is effective. We haven't done enough studies on it. They don't have any incentives to do a study on it. It's just like as we've seen with so many natural medicines. You know, there have been studies. As I mentioned, the 1996 Ebola study where they had eight patients, seven out of the eight of them recovered. One of those patients had broken the fever but had an epileptic seizure, fell out of the bed, had a hematoma on her head, and perhaps that was the reason that she died. We've had seven people get ZMAP. We've had most of them recover. We've had two deaths from it. We've had three people in Liberia who were healthcare workers, and we don't really know if they received blood transfusions or not. So if we remove those and look at the remaining four, we see that out of the three people who survived with ZMAP, they all three had blood transfusions. The one who did not survive did not get a blood transfusion. I find that to be very interesting. But why, and this is the question, why would DARPA and Big Tobacco and the U.S. Army's bioweapons people, why would they work so hard to come up with an artificial version of human antibodies? We've had a situation in the African countries where 30% of the people have survived in this outbreak. That means that they literally have thousands of possible donors over there. If the Melinda Gates and Bill Gates Foundation wants to help people, if the Wellcome Trust wants to help people, why couldn't they do the simple thing and set up a blood donor registry, help people to test the blood for purity? That could be done right now. That could be done to prevent this from getting out of hand. Yet we see in the New York Times, and we report on this in the nightly news, that as the Gates Foundation is getting into this, and the Wellcome Trust, they're arranging for mass production of ZMapp in animal cells. They say it's a more conventional method. Right now, they're growing them in plant cells. And let me just describe this process to you briefly. What they do is they infect a mouse with Ebola. When the mouse starts to produce antibodies, they take those antibodies out. They genetically modify those, hopefully to make them more acceptable to the human body. Then they take those genetically modified mouse antibodies and they put them in a plant. And the plant then reproduces that. That's what they call plantibodies. That's what they're injecting into people. Hey, what could possibly go wrong with that? But that is the artificial patented version of it. They've already got human antibodies that they could use. But of course, they can't make any money out of that. And listen to this line from the New York Times story. They say, supplies of the drug are expected to be limited to hundreds or maybe even thousands of treatment courses by early next year. Now, early next year, they're talking about anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million people having it just in the African countries if they don't stop the upward curve of this. So they say they're going to have hundreds or thousands of it. Meanwhile, they're going to have hundreds of thousands or millions of people with it. And they say it wouldn't be nearly enough if the epidemic continues to spiral out of control. But they're not about to go in and start really doing something seriously with an alternative treatment. We've seen that over and over again. And there's also a lot of questions about, of course, the profit of this. We know that that's why they're not doing anything with it. And we've already seen that Chimerix, which made brincidofovir, which is the drug that Mr. Duncan was given, he did not survive. We've seen that their stock went way up when they gave it to him as a trial, and then when it didn't have any success in his case, their stock tanked. We've also seen now that Pacmira's drug, TMK Ebola, is being used, that their stock is going way up. So they rise and fall with this stuff, but there's some interesting timing on this. Back in January of this year, we had an investment from Monsanto into Pacmira, the people who are making TMK Ebola. They invested $1.5 million. This was Monsanto, invested $1.5 million into Tecmira back in January 13th, 2014, and it was a stock option. If the stock option was exercised, they would make about a 5,700% return on investment. I believe they probably realized that because 12 days before anyone received news of the outbreak in Guinea, where apparently it started, the first announcement of it anyway, they announced 49 people have it. Then 12 days before that, this particular stock spiked. So follow the money. Ask yourself why it is that we have such a massive outbreak. Again, as I mentioned, they've had several outbreaks that were just a couple of dozen people. They've had a few outbreaks where it was two of them where it was about 300 people, one about 400 people. Now we've got thousands of people that are coming down with this. And, of course, isn't it convenient that big pharmaceuticals have a lot of different things that they're working on at the time. And, of course, DARPA is behind the one that Gates is getting behind. They're putting all of their money into that. But nobody is looking at the cheaper alternatives. And let me say this. I'm not saying that everybody's going to get cured from blood transfusions. That's not the point. The point is, why would they pursue a policy that, A, they didn't know if it was effective, and B, that they're trashing as a black market? Here in America, we transfer semen for artificial insemination between people privately, and we allow breast milk to be transferred in many cases. And I believe that that should be allowed. Why should the people in Africa not be allowed to have a market in something that would help them? Can't we assist that along? Wouldn't that be an effective thing to try? We're kind of desperate at this point, looking for solutions. Why would they not allow that? Well, of course, it's the money. And we've seen this again and over again with medical marijuana. And there's an interesting story coming out of Italy. And they're talking about how they just made medical marijuana legal. They realized that it was very expensive for people. They were paying about 10 times the street price at the pharmacies. So what they're going to do is use the Italian army to grow medical marijuana. That's the kind of compassionate use we should see. And let me point out that one of the key things in recovering is not necessarily going to be your blood transfusion, but having the right kind of palliative care, making sure you're in good condition, especially your immune system. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to your calls in just a few minutes, but I haven't done a plug for the whole show. Let me tell you about Survival Shield X2. With everything that's going on in the world, especially with what we're seeing with Ebola, it says make sure you have your supply of Ultra Strength Survival Shield X2. A few drops and you receive a powerful dose of key nascent iodine, and instead of drinking excessive amounts of bad-tasting iodine, it's time to get prepared with Survival Shield X2 from InfoWars Life. Secure yours at InfoWarsLife.com and store it in your preparedness pack or your home cabinet. You know, the key thing with these viruses is really your physical condition and, of course, the condition of your immune system. It's very important to have good palliative care, to make sure that you stay hydrated, to make sure that your electrolytes are in balance. That's one of the key things that people get at the hospitals. But really, the indicators as to whether or not people are going to survive or not is highly dependent on their age, on their health care, on their health condition. It's something that you need to take a look at. As we were just talking about, they're trying to offer miracle cures to people. And, of course, my concern about miracle cures is whether or not they're going to require it. Are you going to be required to get the vaccine that DARPA and Monsanto and Bill Gates have been working on? Are they going to quarantine you into a FEMA camp if you don't take that? That's my concern about it, is that they're going to let this thing get out of hand. They say they want to mass produce these artificial genetically modified plant bodies, and yet if that strategy is one that's going to work, we already have that strategy there. Instead, what we see is the World Health Organization saying, well, this is a black market. We need to work with governments to shut it down, or we really don't know about it yet. Yeah, they do. Actually, they've had cases going back to the SARS epidemic as well as many others where they have found that antibodies have been very helpful in terms of treating people, but they won't do the simple thing like even set up a blood donor registry and test for the purity of the blood. That's what we can't get them to do. So that raises real questions as to whether or not they want this to get out of control. Have you seen this in the way that government officials are acting here? So that's the question I have. Now, as this broke out, Alex Jones filed a report. It's up on InfoWars.com. Ebola outbreak is confirmed in the U.S. Why are they bringing Ebola patients into Western countries? And now we see that this is spread now in the United States to a second person. First time that's happened in the United States. Let's go to your calls right now. Tim in Virginia has been holding for a while. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, David. Pleasure to speak with you.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was thinking a couple of years ago you all did reports on chemtrails and flu vaccinations. I'm wondering if you think that people that are getting vaccinations, primarily healthcare workers going to get vaccinations like flu vaccine, that there's a correlation between that and some sort of aerosol.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, there's clearly people can see that there are precipitants out of these chemtrails. We've had people who worked with the military in terms of doing this as whistleblowers telling us that they're spraying for chemtrails. We can see the effect on the ground. We can see the effect on the temperature. We can see hot spots as people have sprayed the chemtrails. There's an app that tracks that. They also did a documentary in the Paul Revere contest, Look Up. And you can see as kind of a crowdsourcing research. So you can see with that app as people call in and say that there's a lot of kind of a grid being sprayed of persistent contrails, let's put it that way, in the sky, as chemtrails, as they see chemtrails. They can also correlate that to increases in temperature. So we know that at the depending on what level they put that into the atmosphere, that can raise the temperature. There's questions as to whether or not geoengineers are trying to put that up there to stop, as they believe, global warming, man-made global warming. But it can raise the temperature. So there's a lot of questions about the geoengineering as to whether or not that's something that is working in conjunction with vaccines. I'll tell you that, you know, one of the things that that they have there is aluminum that they see precipitating out. But clearly, it should raise everybody's concern that we see so much being done to sell vaccines everywhere. I mean, you can almost get a flu vaccine at a filling station. You know, when you fill up with gas, you can get a shot in the arm. It's gotten practically that ridiculous. We see it being offered everywhere. And I would have, if I wanted to get something like that, if I really believed that it was effective, I think I would want to get it in an environment where I felt it was one where they were taking care, not just kind of a casual retail outlet. But there's a huge profit motive behind all of this. And that's what I was trying to point out with this ZMapp. It's very curious, the timing that they're doing with all these miracle drugs that they're offering us now for for Ebola and telling us that it's not quite there yet. It's going to have to run its course for a while before they can offer those to us. I'm very concerned about that. I'm very concerned about the hypocrisy that they would go out and offer this drug that essentially operates the same way that a real human blood antibodies would work. Why are we seeing that? I mean, I find that to be extremely strange that they would completely ignore that and just say, yeah, we'll have to look at that someday. Meanwhile, they're rushing to fund with hundreds of millions of dollars the mass production of this genetically modified vaccine that's supposed to create plantibodies. I'm really concerned about that. Let's go to the next call. Activist G in Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, David. How are you?
Doing fine. What do you want to talk about?
Good. One of the questions I wanted to ask was the suit that the nurse was wearing when she contracted the Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm.
What level hazmat suit was that? For people that actually, like, already purchased suits, which suits, you know, are sufficient enough?
I don't have that specificity of information. I know that, and I don't have the article in front of me. I know that the guys who cleaned up the apartment, the hazmat team that cleaned it up, said that they went to the level above the suits that were recommended by the CDC, and they mentioned that it had a respirator. I think what they're telling people is that you don't need a respirator. I think they went to a full coverage hazmat suit, but I can't give you the level of detail. If you Google it, you'll be able to find it. Take a look at the hazmat crew that cleaned up the apartment, and you'll probably get an idea of what level of hazmat suit that they were looking for.
And the other thing is my husband's an emergency room physician. And I asked him about the standard protocol that he's being told to take regarding the Ebola virus. And
you're breaking up a little bit. Are you still there? Ah, we lost her. I would like to know what they're telling her about that. But let's go to Habu in Wisconsin. Habu.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the courtesy. Yeah. Just a couple of quick points. You know, I always shake my head when the United States' almost reflexive reaction to something like this is send in the army.
Yes.
As it's been doing all over the world.
Yes.
And your point is spot on about this whole thing about this extended, trials with this particular drug, and we don't know where that's going.
Mm-hmm.
But you are as well read as you are and informed. I see that Nigeria has done quite a job with its limited resources, although it's a rich country, relatively speaking. It's been able to contain this if we can, believe the veracity of the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Therein, I think, lies the problem, meaning if the Western countries, and this, listen, let me just be very clear, this is not a Western country's responsibility. China is doing well, India is doing well, Russia is doing well. We can draw upon all these nations to send in people and kind of arrest the epidemic right there at ground zero, you know.
Yes.
And Cuba, you know, I know it's not a favorite topic with you guys, and I'm not an apologist for Cuba, but it has sent the most doctors of any nation, and they are sending doctors to the world.
Yes, so, they tried to send doctors to Katrina, I believe, and of course their help was refused.
Right.
Yes.
And I believe I expect them to come up with a vaccine or India before the U.S. and all its expensive stuff. But anyway, listen, thank you. And, you know, kudos to Alex Jones. He was the first person to talk about it being aerosolized. And now that is being talked about, too.
Yes, yes. Thank you for calling. We're going to be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. We've got one more segment.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. InfoWars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls on the Ebola outbreak. It's taken another step today. We've had the first person in the United States to contract it within the United States. It is out of control, and as I mentioned earlier, very concerned as to what direction this government is going to take. They say protocols were not followed, yet we know that the long-standing protocols about containing and controlling and isolating have been violated over and over again by our government. We've been told by Obama, as well as by the Texas state official, as well as by the county official that was at that level. So the federal, the state, the county level, they're all telling us zero risk. No chance it's going to come to America. No chance it's going to move beyond this patient. And yet it continues to do so. They're saying that they don't believe that the protocols were followed by the nurse, by the medical staff, yet they insist that they did. We have seen how easy it is to transfer. We read the account from Nancy Reitball, one of the first two people brought back in the United States for treatment at Emory University, saying she had no idea how she got it. She said, perhaps I touched something that a coworker who that she later found out also had Ebola had touched. It's that easily spread. And yet we see the county director of emergency services for Homeland Security, Judge Jenkins, recklessly walking around in the apartment saying that there's zero chance that he can get it, saying that he drove the family 45 minutes to their new home, saying that he's at a press conference wearing the same shirt in which he went into the apartment, hung out with them, drove them around, modeling the kind of behavior that will get people killed. I can't put a finer point on it than that. The bottom line is that by the time he got there, their response was so late. It had been several days. And so if he doesn't come down with it, that's the reason. It's not that it's safe to walk around in an apartment where somebody has been sick with Ebola. There's fluids all over the place when someone is sick with Ebola. It's not safe to go in there for hours or for days. But in this case, they were so late, so tardy in doing it, that it possibly wasn't a risk to him. But we have to question whether or not these health officials, whether or not the CDC is telling us the truth, not only about that, but about these other protocols. Do they even understand the risks themselves? That's the question. But of course, we've been told, and this is an article that came out in Stars and Stripes. It was someone who works for the Council on Foreign Relations. And we were told that Obamacare was really going to be the solution to Ebola. That's right. When they send thousands of soldiers into the hot zone of Ebola, Obamacare has got their back, just like the VA. And yet we had this article that came out yesterday on InfoWars, 28,476 pages relating to Obamacare in the Federal Register so far. And, of course, there's going to be still more to come. I remember 5 years ago at a political rally that I filmed, they were going to shred the income tax code. Now, nobody at the income tax the IRS could tell them exactly how many pages that they would have to shred. They couldn't buy the code. It was going to be thousands of dollars. The best they could get was that it was somewhere between 60 and 65,000 pages. So they got the equivalent number of pages in a phone book and ran them through a shredder. We're already halfway there. Already halfway there with Obamacare. And it hasn't even really kicked in. Is it possible for bureaucracy to solve a pandemic, or is that the disease? And of course, we have the contest that is on InfoWars.com right now, a $7,500 contest, the Ebola contest, where tyranny is the disease. Go to our website and check that out. It gets the message. It's not going to be solved by tyranny, by bureaucracy. That is one of the major problems that we have to overcome to get that under control, to get our lives under control. Let's go to some of our callers right now. We've got Carrie in Pennsylvania holding. Carrie.
Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, just an observation from FEMA Region 3, small town. My wife and I were at Goodwill trying to buy some, you know, flannel shirts for winter. And, you know, there was just three or four Mexican guys in there, and they were doing the same thing, looking through all the clothes, coughing and sneezing, and, you know, it was just an observation. It was out of the ordinary.
Well, of course, we can't screen anybody for not only disease coming into this country, we can't screen them for a criminal record because we have no control over our borders. And really, this pandemic, I think, is open borders 2.0. I think that's part of what's behind, a large part of what's behind the reckless behavior of Judge Jenkins in Dallas. He's been promoting open borders, undocumented citizens, as I like to call them. I guess we could call Ebola the undocumented virus because we can't track it, and we're not allowed to keep track of the people who are flying on airplanes. We can't quarantine those particular countries. So I guess you could just call that the undocumented pandemic, right?
Right. It's not that I'm paranoid. I'm just I'm just wondering, you know, I'm looking and seeing, and we love the show.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's go to Jordan in Virginia. Jordan, it says you're a paramedic.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Doing good.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that the Tecmira vaccination, as well as the NewLink Genetics vaccination, are not typical vaccinations. They actually say that they can remove a section of your DNA. I think the Tecmira site specifically says they can, with a high specificity, remove up to as little as 25 alleles of your genes.
Wow.
And they can go in, basically pluck them out and replace them with something else. So I just want to point out that they aren't typical vaccinations and that people should really consider
yes.
the
yes.
implications.
Yes, that's what concerns me so much about this. As I pointed out, if they want to use the antibody strategy, they have thousands of possible donors out there of real human antibodies that they could use. But instead, they're going through this genetically modified route, which, of course, they can patent with ZMapp. And as you pointed out with Tecmira, I was not aware of that. I know that Brincidofovir is made by a company called Chimerix. That tells you that they're working on the genetic aspect of it, and it's a broad-spectrum antiviral drug. It works against a lot of different viruses, but it is, just like these other two, it is based on genetic modification, and that's what we're seeing about this. So it raises a lot of concerns with me as to what they can do to and what side effects we might possibly have from that. When we were looking at the as I mentioned earlier, the case back in 2003 from the doctor who was treating people with SARS in China, he pointed out at the time that there was a cocktail called ribavirin, I think is the way to pronounce that. It said it repressed viruses and it had potential side effects that included damage to the heart, liver, and blood, also deformities and unborn children. These pharmaceutical drugs don't come without massive side effects. And so when we look at these miracle drugs, supposedly, that are being offered to us, they're being offered in injectable form. They're being offered as they're all, as far as I'm aware of, working on genetic modification. They have some kind of a – they're either created genetically as some kind of a genetically modified organism, a transgenic genetically modified organism. Or, as you pointed out, they're messing with our DNA itself. And so that's something that is very much to be concerned about. Thank you for pointing that out. Let's go to Don in Houston. Go ahead, Don.
David, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem. I am not going to take this vaccination, this so-called miracle vaccination that they're going to come up with. I can't help but remember Melissa Melton when you go to the Infowars.com website, and she went to a Bill Gates speech, and Bill Gates stupidly opened it up for questions because she asked a couple real ones, and it was on TV, man. She locked him up, man, turned him into a pretzel, and
well, you know,
poetry in motion to watch her.
He's been all about vaccinations from the get-go. Even going to a TED Talk, I believe, is where he released the mosquitoes and talked about how they were going to vaccinate people with mosquitoes. And Liam McAdoo had a very good report about the history of dengue fever and these particular mosquitoes that the Army has used to test people. You know, I think when we look at these troops being put into the hot zone in Liberia, I think we really need to focus on how I believe they're being used as guinea pigs. And beyond that, as one of the callers mentioned, why is it that we're using the military there? Remember, back at Bilderberg 2013, it wasn't just big data, but it was also Africa on the agenda. They've been looking to get into the resources of Africa, find an excuse to get in there, a way to take control. Perhaps they can do it under a humanitarian mask. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central. Join us. Alex Jones will be here.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.